Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
In this episode, Brother Earnshaw will be talking on the topic of a peculiar system of morality veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols. Over to you, Brother Earnshaw.
Thank you. This description of Freemasonry being a peculiar morality has always intrigued me, and I want to look into it a little bit more today. First, we must remember that language changes over time, and so has the meaning of peculiar. Nowadays, there are two ways of using peculiar. One meaning unique to a person, such as this is peculiar to the British police. The other is peculiar, meaning strange, odd, or even eccentric. The first meaning was introduced into England from Old French, which itself actually came from Latin, meaning one's own property. Peculiar, meaning strange, was introduced much later in the 1600s. And actually, there is even a third meaning, which is now obsolete, namely the peculiar institution, a phrase unique, or we could say peculiar to America. It's a euphemism meaning slavery. First, when the phrase a peculiar system of morality veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols, when was it introduced into Freemasonry? The first reference I have been able to find is in William Preston's Illustrations of Masonry, published in 1772, where he states Freemasonry is a regular system of morality conceived in a strain of interesting allegory. He did not mention symbolism. Many years later, after the Articles of the Union, Richard Carlyle, in a manual of the first 3 degrees of Freemasonry, published in 1843, called Freemasonry a peculiar system of morality veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols. I don't know if he was the first to use this expression, which seems to be based on Preston's explanation. However, I have not been able to find any earlier reference. Many people adopted this phrase in their writings, some even to attack the craft, such as Captain Thomas Hutton of the Bengal Army, who wrote in 1856. Hence, Masonry is seen to be not only a peculiar system of morality, but it is likewise a very peculiar system of religion, which, not being Christianity, is not of God. It is therefore nothing better than a peculiar system of Unitarianism. My point is that Freemasons' morality is not peculiar in either the unique or the eccentric sense. The four cardinal and three theological virtues in Freemasonry are the same as those used in the Catholic Catechism. Also, the three tenets, brotherly love, relief, and truth, are also Christian principles. So obviously, the phrase peculiar morality cannot mean A, original to Freemasonry, because it is not, or B, eccentric, because the morality taught is Christian. I think what the phrase is referring to is another unique morality, in other words, Taoism. That is certainly unique to Freemasonry. If you replace the word peculiar with unique, then it seems to make sense. So Freemasonry becomes a unique system of morality veiled in allegory. For those of you who've read my books, Freemasonry Initiation by Light and Freemasonry Royal Arch, I'm sure you'll understand what I mean. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Earnshaw.
Brother Evans, what do you think?
I think your monologue was rather stimulating. I think that you have to really check out the semantics of the statements made in the early constitutions and in the early literature, because when you start to pick them out and you start to research the historical uses of them, then it starts to elucidate the story or some kind of different opinion or viewpoints, which definitely advances your Masonic learning. So yes, I think there's it's something you're taught immediately when you join the lodge. Freemasonry is a peculiar system of morality veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols. But what does that mean? Mm. What does that mean?
Exactly.
You need to keep thinking about it, keep plugging away. And that is something I'm going to take.
Yeah. So to me, as I said,
study this evening.
Peculiar system morality is not peculiar. It's in the Catholic Church. No. So it's not either unique and it's not odd or eccentric. So why use the word peculiar? Yes. Mm-hmm. That's my point, you know. So, and these people have Latin educations. They know exactly what it means, you know. Mm-hmm. They're not just, we made a mistake, got the wrong word, Gav.
Absolutely, mistake, yeah.
They knew what they were choosing when it's peculiar. And I feel that they were saying
technique.
That Freemasonry on the surface has this veneer of Christian morality. But underneath, if you dig, then you come across this peculiar, not eccentric, but unique to Freemasonry, is Taoism. And as at that time, they were looking to integrate Christian ideas and Chinese philosophy together to make a unique religion. I think this is not a stretch of imagination.
I don't think so either. Well, thank you for that. That was very interesting.
My pleasure.
And on that note, we'll conclude there. And if you have any emails, please use the link below. We now part on the square and we'll meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.